The boat moved with a nauseous, relentless rhythm like someone chewing on a rotten tooth. The island, just visible through the mist, also looked like teeth, Faith decided. Not fine, clean Dover teeth, but jaded, broken teeth, jutting crookedly amid the wash of the choppy gray sea. The mailboat chugged its dogged way through the waves, greasing the sky with smoke.
Osprey, said Faith through chattering teeth and pointed.
Her six-year-old brother Howard twisted around, too slow to see the great bird, as its pale body and dark fringe wings vanished into the mist. Faith winced as he shifted his weight on her lap. At least he had stopped demanding his nursemaid.
Is that where we're going?
Howard squinted at the ghostly island ahead.
Yes, How.
Rain thudded against the thin wooden roof above their heads. The cold wind blew in from the deck, stinging Faith's face. In spite of the noise around her, Faith was sure she could hear faint sounds coming from the crate on which she sat. Rasps of movement, breathy slithers of scale on scale. It pained Faith to think of her father's little Chinese snake inside, weak with the cold, coiling and uncoiling itself in panic with every tilt of the deck.